The Consumers International report called Drugs, Doctors and Dinners says leading pharmaceutical companies shower gifts on doctors in developing countries with the intention of promoting sales of their drugs. The report says the gifts range from small items such as pens and notebooks to expensive foreign holidays, televisions, air conditioners, school tuition fees, and jewelry. Doctors can also be rewarded for writing a specified number of prescriptions of a company's high-priced drug with a down payment on a brand new car. Consumers International's Look Up Church said the findings of the report are based on research in 9 developing countries. He said the companies are using tried and tested methods they have used in Western countries for many years to try to influence prescription behavior of doctors. He said the practice could lead to irrational drug use. He added that figures show up to 50% of the drugs in developing countries are misprescribed or missold to consumers. Upchurch said the doctors supported the findings of the report.
Doctors, interestingly, will admit this themselves, that the behavior of drug companies does influence prescription behavior. And the more money spent on gifts and the more money spent trying to convince doctors to prescribe certain drugs or to consider certain drugs in their prescription behavior really does work.
The report also says drug companies use advertisements in developing countries that sometimes promote a drug without mentioning the side effects or the restrictions on its use. For instance, that it works in women but not men. Upchurch says consumers in developing countries lack the information and sometimes the education to question doctors or to seek alternatives. A lack of resources, he says, is leaving the drug companies to carry out their practice unchecked.
The issue for governments in the developing world, which does contribute to the problem, is the tremendous lack of resources they have in being able to monitor these drug companies and their behavior. It takes a tremendous amount of time, effort, resources, and money to keep track of what drug companies are doing in promoting their product. We feel that drug companies are taking advantage of this weak or inadequate infrastructure, which you'll find in a lot of developing countries.
The report says that self-regulation by multinational drug giants has failed. An international ban on companies giving presents to doctors, Upchurch says, is the only solution that would remove all ambiguity. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.